Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Well, one of the heroes of the last week for me has to be Ihwetse Diala, co-founder and lead coordinator of Ubuntu Flights Project, supported by Acorn Foundation. Ihwetse, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm great. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you. And all the better for hearing about people like you. Tell me firstly about Ubuntu Flight Project. What is this?
It seems that I might have lost you there.
Okay, I can hear you very clearly. Can you hear me?
Yes, I got you.
All right, so let's start off and talk about what is Ubuntu Flight Project.
Ubuntu Flight Project is a volunteer and donor-based flying operation, mainly for the humanitarian aid of people who are in marginalized communities or, you know, in a disposition position due to the unrest in KZN. And what we do is we fly critical supplies to the outlying areas in and around Durban, you know, Pietermaritzburg, North Coast, South Coast. And what we try and do is bring together the aviation community and fraternity to help the people, because we figured, you know, it's much more quicker for us to get there, and the margin of safety for us is very, you know, negligible. So we've come together as a community and have donated our airplanes and our skills and thought, if we can move the food to those who need it immediately, let's do it today.
Has this been something that you have been involved with before?
Absolutely. In the past, we've done some relief projects and community projects. With our coordination with Acorn Foundation, what we've had in the past is events such as the children's flight, where we've flown over 500 children in a day. We've had a project called the COVID flight, which was happening during the height of the level 5 lockdown last year. And we were just flying aircraft to communities that might have been forgotten with sort of the aid that was being given out. So we've been sort of at the forefront of trying to lead humanitarian aid using flying in South Africa.
Tell me about your journey. You're a pilot, right?
Yes. So I'm a pilot. I'm also an aviation entrepreneur. I've worked in aviation. My experience sort of has been behind the desk, to be honest. I've worked in flight operations management, and I've sort of been very, very much involved with general aviation, especially with the Aero Club of South Africa. So that's where I'm at. I haven't been doing the flying much as much as I'd love to do it.
This is obviously a passion for you, and it brings different areas together. One is helping people and the other is aviation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's very important, you know, for a young man like me and every other young men out there to combine what they're passionate about and help people in the process. I think sometimes we tend to forget and we look at, you know, what we have in our surroundings. So for me, the most important part was trying to figure out what can I do with my life and my time currently, you know, apart from just the professional work, because as you know, it does get a little bit busy in the city, and sometimes you need to fulfill your heart's desires, and you need to be there to inspire, motivate, and assist those in need.
I know it's a rude question, but you mentioned that you're young. How old are you?
I am 22 years old. I'm turning 23 in January. I'll let you know that. 6 months to go.
I think you're incredible. You are a phenomenal inspiration, and so much more so because so many young people of early 20s are exactly as you say, maybe worrying about studying and the career and where they're going and doing all of these things. But you've got a very, very good perspective. Where does that come from?
Thank you very much. I think having a lot of guidance with those who are in my field, number one, but also being centered around people and spirituality or religion, and being motivated by the good that is happening around you. We are so consumed by media and we are so consumed by what we hear and the negativity. Sometimes it's important for young men and women to recollect themselves, you know, draw out that vision of what they want to be to the world. Because as everybody likes to say, you know, you are the positivity and the change that you'd like to see. And more times than not, people don't do the first step. And I think the first step is stepping out of your comfort zone and expressing yourself in a positive way to whoever you meet. You know, it could be in your neighborhood, it could be in your little community, school, even at your workplace. And for me, I find joy in learning from others. whether, you know, it's the old people, if I can put it that way, whether it's the young people and people who've come before me in whatever project that I'm doing, I find inspiration and learning and self-improvement from listening to every single thing that I think is positive and can better contribute to the world.
Incredible. And more than that, it's not just about your own growth. You're giving back and you're doing so much good work. It's just absolutely phenomenal. And I just can't wait to, I mean, to use a flying metaphor, to see the heights that you reach, because I think you're doing absolutely incredible stuff. Very, very impressive and life-saving.